Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. Some residents at a Chester County rehab and nursing home are being relocated after fire broke out early this morning. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from the scene.
A fire broke out around 4:30 a.m. in one of the residences that make up the Green Meadows Rehab and Nursing Center off of Route 30 in Willistown Township, close to Paoli Hospital. Paoli Fire Chief Jay Wussner.
Paoli Fire Company responded within a minute, along with mutual aid fire companies from the surrounding area. Units arrived on scene and found a fire in a one bedroom on the third floor. That fire was quickly extinguished by the crew. And then we are now in the process of managing a series of residents' relocations at this point.
Because of the cold weather, crews called in a medical bus to use as a temporary shelter, but officials say it was not needed, and the residents were able to stay safe in an unaffected portion of the building. Officials say there is damage from the fire and sprinkler system in a section of the building, but the facility remains open and operational. No one was injured, but several people were evaluated at the hospital. In Chester County, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Just 3 days after avoiding a strike with its largest union, SEPTA has announced a tentative contract with suburban transit operators. KYW's Vic Raghupathy reports this union was also ready to strike had a deal not been reached.
Smart Local 1594 represents more than 300 trolley, bus, and train operators, mostly in Delaware County. Last month, members had authorized a strike, but Thursday afternoon, SEPTA announced a tentative two-year deal featuring 3.5% raises each year. SEPTA spokesperson Andrew Bush says gridlock in Harrisburg over a long-term funding plan for the transit agency delayed contract negotiations across the board.
They took a little while to get going because the funding situation in Harrisburg went well into the fall, and SEPTA didn't really know what was going to happen in terms of was it going to get a long-term funding solution.
But SEPTA and its unions managed to avoid adding strikes to the list of reasons services were cut so severely in 2025, as Monday it averted a strike with its largest union. Both that and this contract cover the next 2 years, meaning 2026 will be free of labor headaches.
Certainly allows us to get through what we expect to be a very exciting year coming up without having to, while that's going on, negotiate a contract.
SEPTA's board could approve the deal at its meeting next Thursday if Smart Local 1594 members ratify it by then. Union leaders could not be reached for comment. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
State of emergency is now in effect in New Jersey because of a propane service disruption that's affecting the region. KYW's Tim Jimenez is in West Deptford with the story.
Governor Murphy says action was needed because 186,000 New Jersey residents use propane to heat their homes, and this ensures that people will get the fuel they rely on. The problem here, there's a big slowdown at a major gas refinery and industrial complex in Marcus Hook, Delaware County. Officials say there was a power outage there close to a week before Thanksgiving, and since then the complex has only been open intermittently. So the wait times have gotten longer at the propane truck terminals at that facility and at distribution centers in nearby states, including New Jersey. Everything's backed up. So the state of emergency loosens regulations a little bit. Propane truck drivers can stay on the road a little bit longer to make their deliveries, up to 14 hours instead of the usual 11. And this will be the case until the state of emergency is lifted. And it's not just an issue in the Garden State. In Pennsylvania, PennDOT signed off on a waiver a couple days ago that allows bulk propane delivery drivers to be out up to 12 hours instead of 11. And this is in effect through the end of Christmas Eve. In West Deptford, Tim Jimenez, KW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A man in Washington Township, Gloucester County, is accused of impersonating a Homeland Security police officer. Washington Township Police received a call on Wednesday about a home that was currently under construction and had the front door wide open. An officer went to the home where he says he was greeted by Nicholas Cabral, who introduced himself as a Homeland Security police officer. Officials say he had a gun and tried to help clear the house. Police say that when they looked closer, they discovered Cabral wasn't a police officer at all. They say his wife is the actual Homeland Security officer, and he'd been driving her car with emergency lights on while she was away on assignment. Cabral turned himself in yesterday, and the car was reclaimed by DHS. No word yet what his wife thinks of the whole situation. That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.